This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Lights out. Fall, hands are clasped into instantaneous ecstasy like a shot of heroin or morphine. The gland inside my brain discharging that good, glad fluid, holy fluid. As I hap down and hold all my body parts down to a dead stop trance, healing all my sicknesses, erasing all. Not even the shred of a I hope you or a loony balloon left in it, but the mind blank, serene, thoughtless. When a thought comes a springing from afar with its held forth figure of image, you spoof it out, you spuff it out. You fake it and it fades, and thought never comes, and with joy you realize for the first time, thinking's just like not thinking, so I don't have to think anymore.
Is this about jacking off?
The first sentence really makes it seem like that now that I think about it. What would the good, glad fluid?
Hap down, hold my body parts?
Feels very on par with that generation of artists.
Yeah, yeah, I honestly would not put it past Kerouac to just write a beautiful poem about, for lack of a better term, autofellatio.
That's the lack of the correct term.
Yeah. Marika, is that coffee? Oh. A root beer?
Diet Coke.
I'm spiraling. Good for nothing type of Jeffrey. I'm not doing well emotionally. I'm kind of feeling lonely in New York.
That's has to be the furthest from the
Who
truth.
Who fucking cares? Because we're going to get the party started. Nobody cares. Nobody. This isn't your fucking vlog, man. Let's get the show started.
That was really me reaching out. That was really me reaching out.
Absolutely not.
Don't do it.
Mustard in my hair. I'm falling apart here and there.
Don't know that one.
That was an original.
Familiar.
Yoplait style.
Yeah.
Should we do a yogurt cast?
What are you saying?
Introduce Ferris.
We've
obviously
got Ferris fucking Monchi on the show.
In what
the,
up, y'all?
Yeah.
Good to be back. Good to be back.
Let's don't call it a
rare
comeback.
Occasion. Yeah.
Because he never went. Yeah, he didn't go anywhere.
Up, come up, beside it.
My first true experience with that sound clip live.
the amount of times
I've heard that thing.
That audio clip is like, you know that image that's, it's of nothing, but it's like, this is what stroke victims see or something like that. And you're like, what? Everything looks familiar, but isn't anything. That's the audio equivalent. Like, it sounds like a word I would know, but it's not. And every time you play it, I think I'm going to figure it out. And I never do.
Yeah.
It's something you'd hear the paramedic saying as you're having a stroke.
Right, exactly. And you're like,
Upka bumpa solid. Upka bumpa solid. Upka bumpa solid.
No, it really is an honor to have, it's a honor really to have Monchi back on the show. It's been too long and here we are.
The honor's
namaste.
Mine. Namaste. Namaste.
How are you feeling? How are you doing? What's new and rife? I meant to say strife or life and ended up being rife, which means we're rife with Monchi right now.
Yeah, a day in my life, a day in the strife, if you will. Yeah. Not much, man. I guess the only new thing going on with me is I'm taking computer science courses, which I never thought I'd be doing with my life. Do you guys think that you can become a math person, like, late in life?
I don't know, man. I really don't think so.
I think you can. My roommate, it's not like late in life, but my roommate was an English major and now does coding. That's like her main job. So I feel like you can make a change. Speaking as a math person that decided to not become a math person.
Interesting.
I wouldn't recommend it, but
now
it feels feasible.
Can we make the discernment, though? Did you enjoy math, or did you just happen to be good at it? Because I feel like that's two different types of math people.
Uh-huh. It was both until I got to college, when I took college math classes that didn't involve numbers at all. And then I was like, nope, this is excruciating. And also, like, all my roommates were math majors that were good and really cared about it. And I was like, bad and frustrated all the time and didn't want to do homework for 7 hours a week plus. So
when the letters get involved, it does get a little choppy.
Yeah, but I did yesterday. I was writing a joke movie review and relearned set theory really quickly to try and make my review a proof.
Okay. So nerd. The math never really leaves the heart, does it?
You're a nerd. It never leaves you. I am a nerd for sure.
Get her.
So that's what's up with me.
Math people, anyone else?
Major key alert. Sense when the conversation needs new direction. You know, like, I think what we've just seen is a cautionary tale. It's for the listener, but you're sort of the example of what not to do. Does that make sense?
No.
Manshi, how's that cock of yours? How's your sex life, I should say, and maybe as a tamer way of asking, are you seeing anyone?
So start with the tamer way of saying it. Don't go X-rated and pull back.
I you know what? I wanted to gauge the response, because maybe you guys would have loved the first way I said it.
I didn't.
It made us all uncomfortable to see you put Ferris in sort of a checkmate position to have to do something with that question.
After you lambasted me for talking about math, you decided to switch gears so drastically.
From bombastically to drastically.
That Major was key easy. Alert. Sorry, that was easy.
No, but actually, how's your romance sector? Let's call it.
Oh God.
Well, he's taking computer science classes, so I think that answers it.
It truly,
quite asked and answered.
Truly answers.
Well, it could
it.
Be to get like a really high paying job so that you can kind of get the woman of your dreams.
Is that?
It's not really what it's for, but
you think the woman of Ferris's dreams would only be with him if he had a programming job?
That's kind of what
seem
I'm
like. That's not really a woman to be dreamt about.
Let's rein
kind of
it in.
Shallow.
Let's bring it in. We've all had our fun razzing Jeff, but let's all get on the same page.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't like dating apps. I gotta say.
And are you on Field?
Feels like. Huh? No, I'm on none of them, man. I'm
he
on
just
none
said
of
he
them.
Doesn't like him, yeah.
But Field is different.
But it feels like that's, I don't know. Maybe that's part of the problem, is that everyone is on them. So it's just, everyone's on them, but then that's why it's tough for everyone to get dates. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't even done it in a while. It's just such
you need a
waste
dating
of time.
App for people it that don't like dating apps.
You guys made a dating app, though.
Yeah, you should get on Orion.
I would try.
Try Orion out for a spin. I think you'll like the results. Yeah. Jeff, have you spoken about your recent Raya membership on the podcast?
Oh my God! Yeah, I mean, you guys don't want to hear me talk about this.
can you invite me to Raya?
Yeah. I can.
Can I get an invite?
I fear that you'll get it sooner than I did, which it took me 2 years. And then, like, it'll
sort of... What
do
you mean it took you 2 years? You applied once, and then 2 years later they said you're in? Or you kept applying every month for 25 months? Either way, you're a fucking loser. So don't, like, try to figure out which one is the right answer. Did you apply once or did you apply 20 times?
Worst face.
You're anemic to hear that even asked of you.
He's fading fast.
You look
He's
more
so pale. How are you losing blood?
Blood,
you're just
yeah.
sitting down.
I applied once. I got friend passes from my friend Marielle and from my friend Melanie Bracewell. She's been on the show. And no avail. And, you know, that's sort of surprising.
Friend passes, by the way, are like, we vouch for you and nearly 100% acceptance based on just those two things alone, let alone two people. So
it's
you got
fluid,
those two
you know?
Things that they said no.
The tough part of happened? It is like you get one, you know, your chances are probably in the 80s, you know, 80%. You get two, you yeah. should be on within a week. Took me 2 years. That's what's hard in my life.
So, but you're on it, so it's not hard, and you could vouch for me, right?
Look how amazing this content is on my fucking Instagram. Like, how did this not get me on?
Oh, yeah. It's
like you're
know.
Leaning over for a fart. Is that on your profile?
Got him. .AIFF. Let's hear it. Let's
this is
hear
the
it.
Worst. This is the worst.
Got him.
All right. We haven't done this in a while, but it is time for Bond of the Week. My pick this week for the next James Bond is Leslie Phillips, age 96.
Wait, never mind. I was thinking of Leslie Jordan.
The name's Bond. Geriatric Bond.
They wouldn't say that, right? Who is Leslie Phillips? I don't know. Who
Leslie
you're
Phillips
pitching
is
like a Super Bowl ad
in
or
the
something.
World. Oldest working British actor in the
okay.
world, Leslie Phillips, man.
All right, all right.
Let's
all
take
right.
it Doctor Who style. Let's go old as fuck oh. to combat ageism, let's say.
I assumed Doctor Leslie Who was a style? Woman, and I was going to say that's an interesting
no,
idea. Get
Leslie's
a
man.
Bond.
Mm-hmm. The voice of the
so
sorting
it's just
hat.
An old guy.
Yeah, he's in Harry Potter.
Not cool Slytherin, eh?
My
laugh
Bond of
at
the,
that shit, right?
I
laugh
did.
At that shit.
There's no way that
good.
Didn't peak. Screaming
this is the
into
worst.
The mic.
This
I laugh. How
do
about you let anyone
British?
Else talk?
Let's have Monchi take the fucking floor then, all right?
I've been trying
hold
to say my
sound,
Bond
hold
of
for
the
sound,
week.
Hold for sound, hold for sound.
Nope. I'm gonna just keep talking, and I'm choosing my Bond of the week is Charlie Cox. Daredevil himself. British man. Way more popular currently than Leslie Phillips will ever be. Daredevil's been charting on Netflix for weeks.
I mean, he could have the look. I can see that. How about a Charlie Day?
That's really
That's
cool.
Fun.
That'd be fun. I mean, he's
I
already
love
playing
a Charlie
Luigi.
Day.
He's going to be
is
Luigi
he?
In the Super Mario Brothers movie.
What?
You know Chris Pratt is Mario?
He seems yeah. like more of a Mario. Like, Luigi's kind of tall and slender.
Before the podcast, Ferris, like, so excitedly wide-eyed was like, did you know that there was this Beatles documentary that came out like a month ago? And you just
no,
did that with the Mario
4 months
stuff.
Ago.
You got to get on dating apps, man. This is all anyone's ever talking about.
I'm on a 5-month delay, guys. I'm serious. It's really bad. I'm so
for some added context, Ferris, that when that Mario movie was cast, Kevin Porter, host of Gilmore Guys and Good Christian Fun, started tweeting that he cast, he was the casting director for it, and everyone believed him, and he got a ton of tweets about how bad it was that he did.
Oh,
that.
He gathered a bunch of hate tweets. Like, he brought that upon. That's really.
Yeah.
Kevin Porter does some fun stuff on the internet.
It's true.
He does some. He's a funny guy.
Yeah. He's good at stunt casting his life, creating fun situations for him to get publicly lambasted for the lulls / clout.
It's almost a performance art.
I'm jealous. It is.
What would you do to get lambasted, Amir?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to, like, you know, for me, there's... Sorry, Jeff direct messaged me. You suck. You suck. It's a fine line because, like, I would love to get publicly shamed in a way, but at the same time, I don't want to take anybody else down with me. Like, I'd hate for that residual hate to land on other headgummers, and then suddenly you have to start making a statement and be like, why are you friends with somebody that tweeted their support of X, Y, or Z, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't acknowledge this message. Sorry. You, it like covers the screen, so I almost have to read it.
Yeah.
You've got to assume at this point in your career, anything you do is going to affect Jake, and anything Jake does will affect you.
Yes.
Right.
That's right. The goal is to be the last person that has to distance themselves for the other.
Would you ever, even if it ruined, if it tanks your career, would you ever prank him by destroying his?
That would be kind of interesting. Sort of like in a, I'm taking you down with me style.
Yeah.
It'd be like flash mob in a way.
Yeah. Be quite a turn. Quite a
right,
turn.
Like a heel turn.
Yeah, it's like a WWE.
Which ultimately isn't good, but then it's like at the very least I'm feeling something new again. Like
feeling something is the point.
Yes, exactly. As we like enter year three of this pandemic, like even just the idea of being like turned into a enemy amongst many people's eyes, like, oh, that's a new exciting feeling that I can sort of try to navigate. That would make this March feel a little bit different than the last two.
It's true. At least you wake up with something to, you know, not know about what's today going to be like.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're just waking up being like, oh, God, what time is it? How many hours until I can go back to sleep?
I still have a successful career with that guy I really like and I'm best friends with.
Exactly.
Fuck.
But at what cost?
Right.
Sorry, Jeff is sending me a litany of texts at this point. Bump, bump, bump. There's a gif of
At some point, when you bump something too much, it's like you can't even go back to it, right?
Right. It defeats the purpose, thing. Right?
Opka bump. Fasol.
Nice.
Opka bump is on it.
My bond of the week. Are we there yet?
I'd say go for it, because Jeff missed a perfect edit, if you will.
I've been watching the Hulu show, The Pam and Tommy Show, which is kind of a new step for me. I'm usually not on top of the latest television shows, and I'm definitely not watching them live, but I was able to watch the first three episodes of this one as it came out. So I feel like I'm on the cutting edge of something, which is kind of neat. And
so
I was really
Sebastian
impressed with
Stan.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with that guy who plays Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
I guess he's a famous guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see Estelle.
I have
Estelle Getty or something.
One of my favorite actors, actually.
Yeah. He's great. I'm excited to see more of him. He's really good as Tommy Lee. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't watched it yet. I keep forgetting that. I feel like it's a thing that I've been waiting for so long, and then it came out and I just forgot it was a thing.
Yeah. There's just a lot of things.
Yeah.
Sorry. What does that say?
It's his big time. You suck big time. I don't know who that is, though. Sebastian Stan's great.
So he's my Bond. If he could do that, he could do anything.
Yeah, I think he could do a Bond.
Who are you talking to, Jeff?
I think all of us at this point.
It's a Kurt Angle reference.
And like...
Throwback.
Kurt Angle.
You got him.
You suck.
I hope that made people happy. People were complaining that we haven't done Bond of the Week in like a month. So shout out.
It MGM. Made me uncomfortable, but yeah.
For sure. Sure.
Like on the spot.
I'm gonna try to put more effort into these episodes. You know, not take the listenership for granted. And part of that means having some talking points for the wax segment, not just having it be just nonsense, you know? So yeah. I have a bullet point.
A what? Bless you. Wow. Bless you. Epic.
Let's take a break, actually. We'll keep forget that. What I was saying. What? Forget it.
Oh my God.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Ferris, should we do this thing?
Yeah, by all means.
Daddy, chill.
All right. That last one was an accident. I'll round it out with, let's do one that we haven't done in a while.
So concerned. All yeah. The wrinkles in your body are between your two eyebrows right now. It's unbelievable to see it. Thousands of wrinkles in one square inch. My God. The rest of your body is probably literally skin tight as it furrows feet and feet of excess skin right there in between your two eyebrows. I mean, my God, look at you.
It's like gripping a partially deflated balloon and just...
yeah, exactly. Squeezing the knots.
Knots. Knots. Knots. I think 6 months ago, Ferris, why don't you kind of intro this?
So I did mention I'm on a 5-month delay. About 5 months ago, I said I would do this USSR national anthem cover. And I chose an insane time of my life to commit to something like that. But y'all kept me going, and I chipped away at it little by little, and it's been an absolute blast. And by the time you're hearing this, it should be out on all platforms except apparently iTunes, because when I selected language, I selected Russian, and it said, sorry, Apple and iTunes are not currently accepting the Russian language. So maybe try Spotify. But also that has its own issues.
Not accepting the Russian language. I mean, look at that. We're already, international affairs is ruining the arts.
All right, so this is a teaser, I believe, Ferris?
Yeah, it's a little minute or so. All right. Clip of what's to come.
Your cover of the USSR national anthem. Here we go. Laughing in the recorded version. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you learn? Yeah. Did you learn Russian for that?
I definitely learned the words to the anthem. Yeah.
Wow.
That was easy.
No, it was not.
No.
Way more work than I expected.
That was incredible.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Thank you.
It seems like a real song, like a song you would hear in an elevator in Moscow or some shit.
I appreciate that. I could only dream of being in an elevator in Moscow someday.
How many hours do you think? How many hours do you think went into that altogether?
Oh my God! I mean, just last week I spent 4 hours recording vocals because I really, really, really needed to have a 24-man choir. You'll have to listen to the rest of the track to hear that part, but it's like a 24-man, like, yeah, it's just me. It's just me like yelling in my room 24 times in a row. My God, I did this weird saxophone stuff. You'll just have to hear it.
Where can people find that? Under your personal Spotify? Is it Ferris Monchi?
Just my full name. Yep.
Hell yeah. And a good plug for your music, which is also pretty fire. I
appreciate that. Appreciate that. As a side note, I don't think I will be ever going to Moscow. I think I may get in some hot water with this. I don't know.
Isn't it desecrating their national anthem?
Desecrating. I think you did it justice.
There's a secret message in the song too.
Oh my God!
You can hear it during the sax solo. It's more of a cry for help than anything else. But keep an ear out for it.
Do we have to know Russian to hear what it is?
No, that's actually in full English.
Okay.
If you can, full
English breakfast.
We'll put the link in the description.
Absolutely, so we will.
Appreciate that.
Unbelievable work, Ferris.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate how much time you put in that.
This show. I mean, this show is the kind of creative impetus for a lot of this weird shit I do.
It is cool that somebody's working hard on the show.
Yeah. It's nice to see that. I mean, definitely
Welcome
Ferris
to
and Grayson.
Sorry, I had to get everybody to kind of shut the fuck up for a second so I could say welcome to
I worked pretty hard on it too, also.
Yeah. A bunch of people do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Truck it, though.
Let me guess. We have to hear a noise of a thing, and it's either a truck or somebody saying fuck
truck it,
it
or fuck it. Yeah, something like that.
Do you guys want to take like a 20-minute break so that
no.
I can just retool this?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instantly.
That's that Monchi shit, because he's the only one who hears it as much as I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Opka bumpa solid.
It's a human soundboard.
Yes. No, let's get fucking serious here for Truck It. The New York Times recently ran a story about how America's low on truckers. Due to the stress, physical deprivation, and loneliness that comes with the job. We're seeing...
What are we seeing?
Thank you, Ferris. We're seeing high driver turnover at rates of above 90%. Thank you, Marika, for active listening. I appreciate it.
I did the same fucking thing and you stopped. You got mad at me. Marika wasn't active listening. She was laughing at you. I was actually inquiring to hear more, but yeah, neither here nor there, I guess.
Not enough truckers in America. Very sad.
Very good, Marika. Thank you so much for paying attention. Ferris, same thing. Can I speak, Amir? Are you going to
go for it, man? The sooner we finish, the sooner we can get the fuck out of here.
We're seeing high driver turnover at rates above 90%.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Ferris. Who gives
Are
a
you
shit?
Kidding? Now I have to start that sentence over.
Why?
Yeah, you finished it. You finished it, though.
We are seeing rates above 90% of driver turnover for trucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Worst sentence.
This is all supply chain. There's not lack of interest. There's just a lack of good jobs.
Are you reading a fucking essay? What are you doing? What are you... There's no way that this is a Marie Red. You're speaking so unnaturally.
Supply chain scrolls three paragraphs down.
Thank you, Marie.
And it's not because of lack of jobs. It's adequate access.
Oh, I have an ad actually. Hold on.
No, there's low pay, there's lack of respect, there's poor working conditions, there's the harsh demands physically of the job. And that's not going to get truckers on the road. So I thought what we could do, Ferris and Marika, thank you so much, for to get truckers back on the road is kind of pitch some ideas to, you know, shipping companies, really, of how to get interest back. How to make the jobs good to have. Is that cool?
What happened? Where are you going?
Are you on a fucking drone?
I touched nothing. And it's fucking going haywire on my ass. What the fuck was that? All right, I guess
Where
this
are
is
you?
How we're... I'm in an apartment.
Is it this usual spot that you've been in?
I had to move.
Why?
Here he comes.
It was always the plan to move. I don't know why you're reacting this way.
The plan was to move?
Yeah, for February, for these last couple weeks. Not the fucking point. Thank you so much, Marika and Ferris, for your civility. Amir, there's room to grow in that regard. Let's talk about how do we get truckers back on the road.
I'd love an example of what you're thinking about.
Yeah. So I was thinking we could make the trucks awesome. Right, so maybe like imagine a fucking big rig with a jacuzzi. How sick is that?
Mm.
Can the driver use it?
Yeah, because here's the thing: there's actually limits on how many hours truckers can drive to limit, injuries, accidents, etc. So they can't drive more than I think it's 10 hours. It might be 11 per day. So what do you do with the downtime before you go to sleep? Soak.
Yeah. I feel like it would take up a lot of space in the cargo area.
Water's
right?
really heavy. So that's something to consider too. You're carrying around like sloshing water that could actually affect
next
the truck's
idea.
Movement.
Yeah, it could soak
it could cause an
material.
Accident maybe.
What's your next idea?
Seven-figure salaries.
Can't afford sure. that, obviously.
Who wouldn't drive for a milli?
Right.
Omelie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would get a lot of truckers. I would truck for a million. Yep. Just for a year.
Yeah. I think maybe like safer rest stop locations, like free hotels.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like more hotels along highways that maybe have fewer stops.
Mm-hmm.
Especially,
I like that.
I think like, I'm assuming it's still the case that fewer female drivers exist.
True, correct.
Because of safety.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering maybe either in addition to or ideally instead of that, celebrity visits. So you know how like celebrities will go to like, you know, visit sailors in the army? The Marines, really. What if Mark Ronson could meet a bunch of...
Amir is punching Jeff through the screen.
For those of you listening at home.
What if Mark Ronson could meet a bunch of truckers?
Why Mark Ronson?
You're not going to get fucking Madonna. You're not going to get Harry Styles out there.
You should get Harry Styles out there. That should be the goal.
I think you could get a Mark Ronson.
They're Who not going to care.
He's like a music producer.
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
You think truck drivers care about a music producer visiting them?
Fine. Forget that one. What do you guys have? How do we get truck
drivers? Marika listed off, sort of off the top of her head, 5 awesome ideas.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty knowledgeable about the trucker industry, surprisingly.
Really?
Oh, I mean, clearly, based on what I said versus what you said, put open water in a truck.
What if we could reroute the trucks to awesome cities? So instead of like West Texas border towns, the driver would be in Miami.
Where?
Sorry, where?
Miami.
No. Have you ever been to Miami?
Once, yeah.
How was it?
It sucked. What? I hated it. But that's just me. I don't like Mark Ronson either, but we're talking about truckers, not me.
They don't like it. They wouldn't like it.
How
Mark
about
Ronson.
Some augmented reality? So the truckers can still truck to where they're actually supposed to go, but it can look like Miami.
That's really good. Now we're thinking, what if instead of augmented reality, though, it's augmented reality? So it's basically like it's AR, but they're just driving through Ogden, Utah the entire time.
That's a really good idea.
That makes it worse.
All right. I mean, my last idea, do you guys even want to hear it at this point?
Sure.
I think it's really good.
Yeah.
What about, you know how like, do you guys have Chase? Or do you guys bank with Chase?
I do.
You know how like...
Or no, I just have a credit card with them. Yeah,
do you have the Sapphire?
Does that change things?
Yeah, I have the Sapphire.
You know how you can get into certain lounges because you have the Chase Sapphire card?
Like you I have the Chase Freedom, so I wonder if that...
The Freedom
That's
Unlimited.
We're talking about.
That might not get you into Sapphire lounges, but let's just say that you get certain VIP access with certain credit cards.
I only get 1% cash back, so I'm not sure makes sense.
Yeah, you gotta get the Sapphire.
I don't have the checking and savings that you're asking us if we have.
And I don't either, but you can get, 3 points on dining or travel with the Chase.
You know what's not gonna get truckers back on the road? This horse shit that just happened for the last 20 seconds where you guys are waxing about credit card rewards.
When you started it, right?
I just want to make sure we're on
the
same page.
You're
the
one that was pointing out the lounges.
Truckers only VIP access.
Where?
Motor Coachella. So that'd be all artists that sing about highways. Rascal Flatts, AC/DC, etc.
Life is a Highway. That I learned... That the Rascal Flatts was a cover of the original song. Didn't know. Hated when I learned that.
The Truck Dance Film Festival. It's all movies about trucks, like Duel, Thunder
Why
Run,
is this
Maximum
good?
Overdrive.
Why? Like, we're trying to get them jobs, and you just want them to have
reward. Why did you sign up for the Chase Sapphire card? Because of the rewards.
I see.
You're not just gonna sign up for a credit card that has no rewards. I'm not gonna get a job or choose to go into a fucking field that's dangerous. Deprivating.
Why can't they just go to regular Coachella? Why does it have to be a trucker specific event?
So you're saying like a trucker's VIP lounge at an already existing event?
Yeah, right, because then it's not VIP if everyone at the event is the same status.
You make me a bad guest. which I've never said about any host before. You're more bad than I can possibly add to the show. You come in here with a negative attitude and it just sort of, you spend an hour poisoning us and then you leave feeling better,
I
guess.
And I feel like I do so much work to like actually make sense of what you say on an any day basis.
You feel drained.
And it makes me feel crazy and boring somehow.
Marika does give you the benefit of doubt constantly, which I can't, I have to imagine is exhausting.
It's hard.
When it adds up.
I leave with fatigue.
Hmm.
You tire me because you are a tire.
T-Y-R-E.
The Truck BA Finals.
What's that?
It's an all-trucker basketball championship.
What about the Troskers?
The Troskers. Hey, we can't play this music over with... That was gold, man. Again, Marika.
The Troskers.
No.
At the buzzer.
I don't see how that's different than the Truck Dance Film Festival, but let's hear it.
You want me to say why it's better?
It's self-evident.
Forget it.
It's the Troskers.
No. I don't like seeing your garage band open.
Do you guys remember, do you guys know Wordle?
Of course.
Yes, we all,
we know.
Got a two today.
So. Well, wow.
You got a two.
Got a two.
You got a two on Wordle, right?
Got a two on Wordle today.
Huge if two.
Well, this is Blurtle.
Nice. Huh?
So for the listeners, Jeff has his screen up to a custom Wordle and has just covered the block part with a preview window of a gray square.
Some really high Blurtle tech stuff. Do you guys want to play?
Sure.
Yes.
Shirtle.
All right. Nice. Let's, I have three combinations of this, so let's start with Marika. This is your Blurtle. So basically it's Wordle, but you cannot see what you're guessing or even what you're typing.
Can you see the results?
Afraid not.
Okay.
So you just have five random guesses to get a word?
Yeah, and then after you guess all six, then you get to see if you got anything correct.
All right. I'm going to go first word, great.
Fuck.
What was your first word today when you got two?
It was black.
Sort of interesting because I can't type on here.
Yeah, you can't do it without us seeing it.
Okay,
what you could do is just
not share your screen.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So you shared your screen and that sort of defeated the purpose of the game. Then you had to create a second layer on top of the shared screen.
All right, here we go. Great.
If you just didn't do anything at all.
G-R-E-A-T or G-R-A-T?
G-R-E-A-T.
All right.
But now the problem is that I guess I can just guess whatever word that I want, but it's hard for me to keep track of what I've already guessed.
Do you want any hints?
What? Oh, doesn't that defeat the entire purpose of this game?
The goal is to get the word.
But I can't.
Right.
I can't know what words or what letters are correct. So
that's
what
why
hint
it's hard.
Are you going to give me?
That was a good guess. That's all I was going to say. Was the hint was great, was a good guess.
Okay. I'm going to go with. Oh boy.
It's two words.
That actually works.
Oh boy.
Faster.
Tread. T-R-E-A-D.
Interesting.
All right. I'm gonna go gripe. G-R-I-P-E.
The crate. Okay. Interesting. This is crazy.
Gonna go grips, G-R-I-P-S.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it home with grits, G-R-I-T-S.
You have one more guess.
Oh.
Do you want one more hint?
Sure.
In the last five, you have guessed all the correct letters in the right places, but not in the right word.
Not in the right word.
I understand what he means.
Like,
that's
across
the sad part.
The board horizontally, you have a green thing in all five things, but not all at once, obviously.
Can you tell me what my...
Just show her the board at this point. It would be nice to
Wordle.
Guess it.
It's Blurtle.
Oh, it's like a grand reveal at the end where she can try to figure out what the word is.
What were my words?
You can do that after your sixth answer.
What were my words?
Your words are great, tread, gripe, grips, grits. That's funny.
All right, here's my question. Can I take a second to think about this? Because this would be crazy if I get this right.
Yes, you can.
So can someone else do theirs?
Yes.
And we circle back to me?
Yeah, all right, here we go. Ferris, you're up. My man.
That was the smallest token of esteem. To hear you say that meant nothing.
You're also going to regret calling me that, because I'm going to be an awful guest for this. I've never actually played
this.
This
is the board.
I kind of get,
and now I have to hide it.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of get the concept, but
six,
here I go.
I guess
zero
six
practice.
Five letter words, really.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it, but yeah.
I noticed based on what Marika did, though, you kind of want some similarities in the words. I don't know. We'll see.
Only if you get letters right, which I cannot
which
give
we don't
you that
know.
Information.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Five letter word. Solid.
Solid.
Let's say
your first hint there is that solid was anything but.
All of those were wrong.
I didn't say that. Well, yes, but. I. You
know. Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe it's
maybe they were all right. Maybe they weren't.
But well, let's try water. I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Better.
Okay. Let's say waste. Let's do wacky.
This is tough to see.
So it's going poorly. I'm using sort of the Brownlee method here from whatever I could pick up from what she was doing.
It's completely blind.
Let's take a hard
without the hints, it's nothing. There's no good or bad.
That's why it's hard.
Feels
that's
horrible.
Why it's
and it's
right.
Also like
it's impossible.
It could not be a real word, right? Like this
that's
is
right.
One that Jeff.
We're at the whim of a math.
No,
man.
It's they're real words. That's right. Your other fucking hint. You guys suck. Ferris and Marika are the only people giving me anything today.
All right, let's try.
And I'm
jeans.
Doing pretty well. Jeans.
Yeah. I'm trying to get in your headspace, man.
Jeans.
You have one more guess. Do you want to do the Marika style or give it some thought? I would say.
What does that mean? You haven't told him anything.
Yeah, of course I have nothing to go off of, right?
Then let's not do it the Marika style. Because Marika's fucking close. It'll be interesting.
I only know where one letter for sure is. That's the problem.
Ferris, you're nowhere close to it, so you might as well guess one more time.
I might as well go fully random.
No way he gets it. This is crazy. He's gonna say it. I'm sending it to him.
Bumps.
You're basically like saying I'm thinking
bumps.
Of a number between 1 and 5,000.
All right. Bumps was the closest you had.
Oh, it was, so B and U. Oh,
it was burnt.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Nice.
That went pretty bad.
Yep. So yeah, this is what we're looking at.
I'm gonna guess.
Okay, here it is. Are you sure you want to guess right now? Do you want one final hint? Do you want one final
hint?
And then we'll go to Amir, and then we'll go to you to end it.
Sure.
Last hint is there is a double letter.
All right.
Or rather, there's a repeat letter in this word.
Okay.
All right.
Useful hint.
All right, Amir, are you ready for Blurtle?
Sucky.
Sorry. Give me one fucking second. Because this weird thing happened where the custom Wordle recognized my IP address, and this was the one that I tested it out on.
Right.
So it says that you already got it right, which is incorrect. So I need to think of right now a custom word here.
Okay.
Give me a fucking second. All right, I got it. All right. Now are you ready?
Yeah.
Let me just hang on. This is your board.
And now they're all the same board. You don't have to share it on share.
All right. What's your first word? Sucky?
Badly.
Mm.
Toxic.
Marika's, by the way, Marika's going to fucking get this just based on your facial expression. Like, you're seriously figuring this thing out. You're going to get it.
I feel like even if you don't get it, once you see this board, you're going to be impressed with yourself. Amir, keep it going. Come on.
Phone. As in phone it in. You don't do any work on this show.
I don't like that some of these are, I feel like, tired. Send a coded message.
For you are tired, and we grow tired of your games, which is my last word. Games. If I need one more, how about loser? And that's that, right?
It was bears.
Nice. Well, I think I made my message, right?
Badly. Why'd you say badly?
Because this is how this segment's going.
And then toxic?
Because you are.
Phone, because phoning it in.
Yep, I already said that one.
Tired, because I look it.
The audience grows tired of you, yeah.
Games seems positive to me.
Games was fine, but ultimately you're a loser.
At games.
Yeah. And at life and at games.
Damn.
That was ultimately a tough pill to swallow, but I think I'm going to go forth into the world and with this show week to week with that knowledge.
We love you for it, dude.
Yeah.
Marika, are you ready for this final guess? I think you might get it. Do you want your final hint?
Sure.
I know I'm giving you like four hints, but I like this word could have been, definition-wise, it could have been in one of Amir's guesses.
Is it trite?
What do you guys think based on just Jeff's face when you said
I think
that?
I got a... Oh!
Very nice.
Wow.
That's really funny.
Gritz was really close. This looks like someone actually playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you could, if you just knew that the E was in it, you know, if Jeff made the game a little better.
Yeah, I was looking at all of the words, or all of the words like lined up and trying to, I knew that the R had to be there because it was in every guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you said there were two letters, or there was a repeat letter, I knew it could only be a T repeating or an E repeating.
All right.
So nice.
That eliminated some things.
It's kind of like a
very nice
English Sudoku.
Yeah. And I assumed it wouldn't be treat because I would have gotten that, like, it would have been like tread was so close or whatever.
Right. He would have freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And so, guys, is the actual game of Wordle more like mentally fulfilling and satisfying than Blurtle?
I think so. Because you can like actually figure stuff out.
Yeah, this one kind of made me feel bad while playing it and then worse after.
I feel good because I did get it right, and like maybe, thought about it a lot. But yeah. For you guys who didn't really have hints, I can see
only gave
that it wouldn't
Marika
be.
Hints because you were already so close that you might be able to have guessed it, and you did.
Was this meant to be kind of like an art piece, like a challenge, Jeff? Like, is that what you wanted to get across, was pain for the user? Because that's like a valid artistic decision, right? In your game design. But
so if it's that, it was like a cool art piece, and you
if you meant
me?
It.
Yeah, if you...
Then yes.
But we know you
But
didn't.
I think that's kind of how Jeff approaches a lot of things, right? Pain for the user is kind of his MO.
This is true. It worked. I mean, you're getting...
Those wrinkles are back.
So wrinkly.
So
many.
How do you have that many muscles in your...
Yeah, like at most I can get one.
Yeah,
two.
I can't.
In my house growing up, you had to get good at being angry.
Jesus. Sad beginning to a one-man show.
I would love to see Jeff's one-man show. Can you imagine that?
I think this is it.
You can call me daddy.
Oh.
What about Carson? Like late, or the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson? But every time, instead of him walking out to Here's Johnny, it was him like kind of revealing an even darker corner of his past. There's a small town in Reno that I'm never allowed back in. I owe alimony to two other women other than my wife, and she doesn't know.
That's good.
From age 9 to 12, I lived underwater.
That was fun. I
lived. You want to know how I got these gills?
Johnny Carson is a fish for that.
Plugs. Ferris, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, Ferris Manchi on Instagram. And yeah, look out for the USSR cover. Probably everywhere you listen, but apparently maybe not Apple iTunes. But yeah, basically everywhere. Mm-hmm. Check it out. It should be out by the time of you're hearing this.
Oh yeah, Ferris Manchi across platforms. America.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marika Elon. Some new HeadGum podcasts are coming out / have already come out. Enemies, Lisa Traeger, that's out. Really fun. Check it out. I think when this comes up, at the very least, the Confronting Demons trailer with Meg Stalter and her brother will be up. So watch or listen to that. Fun stuff.
She's funny, but productivity's never been in her strong suit.
I don't like speak to her character, right?
It just took a while to get the show off the ground is all.
You don't know anything about the production schedules. She's filming a TV show.
Yeah.
You're not Katie.
And you never will be.
She bodies me on the retreat again.
Yeah, I would love, I hope that
this one's boxing.
We have a basketball court.
Amir, what do you got going on? Not much.
Punch
right?
Up the Jam is back. I was on an episode and they let me punch up the jam with them. I am rapping like a Beastie Boy in a parody of Brass Monkey.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Check it out.
Very cool.
It's at the end of my episode. They also have Weird Al on an episode, so.
Yeah. Correct.
And the awesome. Complete Guide to Everything, another HeadGum podcast they were on.
Great shows
up
back.
Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo.
Nice. We'll end it with this. Super Bowl picks in 2 days from now. Who do we think won?
Who is playing?
Marika, without that knowledge, sort of like Blurtle, why don't you just guess a team?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Interesting. To win or just... Oh.
Amir?
Give me the Bengals to not only cover, but upset the Los Angeles Rams in a home Super Bowl. Bengals 33, Rams 27.
I forgot the Rams are Los Angeles now. Yeah. I hate that.
Ferris?
Pittsburgh Steelers, man.
I'll take Bengals in five.
There's only one game.
I didn't mean in a five-game series.
What did you mean?
Who's performing at the halftime show?
Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar.
Incredible.
That's going to be interesting.
I'll tune into that for sure. Probably see some new movie trailers. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do my taxes during the Super Bowl. That was my tradition.
That's a fun tradition, actually. I can get behind that.
Yeah, recommend it. Jeff's face is back.
That's like me going to the DMV on Christmas.
Jeff, do you have anything to plug?
He's drooling or crying or something. You're leaking, man. End the show.
He's bloodletting.
He released the forehead muscles and all the fluids are just
He's getting acupuncture. Coming out.
He's getting Accutane.
My plug is...
My hair plugs. Oh, come on, man. Everyone knows. You can see it recede.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.